Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
This is Kent Barnes. I'm host of True Admissions. Today, I'm here with Carrie Rush, the Executive Director of Marketing and Communications at Augustana. And she and her team have been looking through a box of viewbooks and publications from other colleges and universities. And Carrie's here to ask me a couple of questions about what to make of all of these publications.
Kent, you've probably noticed before, but I have noticed recently how much every college and university's materials start to look the same. The brochures, the viewbooks, they say a lot of the same things, and the photos even start to look similar. I would like to ask you a few questions, starting with, what's the best way to get proof that these claims shared by so many schools are actually true?
Well, I can tell you that the best way not to is to just believe the viewbook or visit the website, because that's not going to give families the real information that they need to get to know a college or university. Single best thing for them to do is to get out and visit. I understand how tempting that lunchroom conversation might be about a student's visit to a particular college or university, but until a student and a family get out and visit for them on their own, they're never going to be able to understand whether these claims are accurate, particularly the campus beauty. But I would say all of those other claims, they need to get out and they need to visit those campuses as quickly as they can.
So what are the things that I should care most about as a parent?
Well, each family is going to be a little bit different. But I can tell you that when I stand behind a table at a college fair, families all ask the same first three questions. And that's, where are you? How much does it cost? And can I do this? And that can I do this is usually associated with a major or a co-curricular program. Those oftentimes guide families. But what should you really care about? You should really care about fit. And fit is sometimes one of those things that people don't spend enough time thinking about. Academic fit, co-curricular fit, social fit, and then also financial fit. And that's one thing that colleges and universities probably don't talk enough about. But really, you should be focused on fit from the very beginning.
So how do I gauge fit for my child?
Well, take your son or daughter out for ice cream or bake them a cake and have a talk about what is most important. What do they want out of their college experience? Ask questions about, where do you learn best? What environment? What do you need? What environment do you excel? Asking those sorts of questions can help narrow down a college search also. A student who learns well in a small classroom is probably not going to thrive at a place that has large classes. At the same time, a student who prefers to learn independently might be just wonderful at a large institution and might sort of be repelled by small, engaged classes that might be offered at a small institution. But you really need to ask those questions and do a little bit of soul searching with your son or daughter.
So besides those beautiful campus photos and those beautiful people in those beautiful campus photos, can I ask for proof to support the claims of those viewbooks and brochures?
Gosh, I hope you would. I hope any family would ask for proof of the various claims about graduate success or affordability or placement rates. There are a number of ways that you can get some objective proof of those claims. Collegeboard.com is a wonderful resource that draws information from a single source called the Common Data Set, which forces all colleges and universities to report in a similar way. A drawback to that is a place like the Common Data Set might ask for 6-year graduation rate when college really should only be 4 years. But I think that you have to go a step further when asking colleges and universities to verify claims. Take, for example, graduation rate and 4-year graduation rate. I can tell you that at my own institution, we talk about it in two different ways. We'll tell you what the guidebooks tell you, which says that 75% of our students graduate in 4 years. But another way we talk about it is that 96% of the students who walked across the stage this past May completed their program in 4 years. That sounds like a big difference, doesn't it? So you'll want to ask the question, well, what exactly are you reporting? And that's how you're going to be able to verify those claims, is to ask tough questions of colleges and universities, and then ask a follow-up to make sure that you get the straight scoop.
Well, thank you, Kent.
You're welcome. Thanks again for listening in to True Admissions.